Welcome to Bullies, Wimps, and Poverty Pimps, a bi-weekly podcast with me, Dr. Kish Kumi Price.
Hello, and welcome back to Bullies, Wimps, and Poverty Pimps. I am Dr. Kish Kumi Price, and I just want to start with thanking you all for listening. I was not expecting to have global listeners in the way that we do, and so I'd like to thank our listeners from, of course, the U.S., the U.K., Panama, Slovakia, Russia, Malaysia, and Ireland, and we welcome all listeners. I just want to share that the content that I've been providing through this podcast definitely comes from my background, my experiences, but also a realization that it's not isolated. It's not a situation in which it is a small part of the population that experiences this. I believe that the way that our world works is by allowing these broken systems, these bullies, to continue to be successful in their strategies. And so today I just wanted to talk a little bit about the experience and the why, what it means to be in this place of recognizing that you're seeing bullying, that you're witnessing bullying, that you may be the target. And if you haven't already listened to the previous episodes, I do really recommend that you do that because the content does build. And last episode, we were able to talk with Dr. Destiny Livers and hear from her about her experience witnessing bullying in different positions that she's had in the workplace. And today, I wanted to build on that a little bit just to talk about how that experience can play out in your lives. So depending on which road you take, the road of I'm going to stick it out, I'm going to stay where I am, I will not be moved, I'm going to continue to do what needs to be done on my end, is a road that a lot of people choose. And in doing that, you absolutely need to have support. You absolutely need to be in a place of understanding how to successfully cope in the situation. There are some people who are not willing to walk away from your work environment. This is, you know, years of building your career, and you're not going to be forced out of that space. However, you're still dealing with a very toxic and hostile environment. So what do you do in that place? A lot of times it may be that you are not able to deal with any of it, and you are in a place where you're trying to figure out next steps. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this. I will give you some information about, well, what if that's my situation? I'm in this space. I don't know what to do. I know I can't leave, but I have to get to a better place. Then you may be on the road of, I'm done with this. I'm sick of it. I don't want to be in this environment. I need a new environment. How do I explore that path? What does that look like? So wanted to share a little bit of information about both of those paths because it can be challenging. So one of the first things is to know that you should speak up early. If you don't speak up early, and you may already be down the road with this a little bit, but if you're in a place where you've identified, hey, this is bullying, this is what I'm experiencing, the earlier you speak up, the better you begin to set those boundaries that we talked about in our last episode. So this can prevent you from becoming a long-term target, because what bullies do is they do try to seek a target. And if they see that you have called out their game, you know what they're doing, and you speak up and stand your ground early, then they may move on to another target after that because they're realizing that they're being exposed early. So that's one way, is to know that you should start with speaking up early, taking the action to say something and do something. Make sure you're documenting everything. And we talked about this in the last episode, keeping a record of the bullying incidents and your performance. This helps so that you have that documentation available in case you need it, if you need to report it to HR, or if you decide to take legal action. Also, take care of yourself. We talked about that a little bit too. No one but you knows how you're feeling and what you're experiencing. If you're tensing up before you go to work, if you're having to give yourself pep talks before you go in because you know you're going to have to deal with this extra load that you're having to carry, make sure you're taking care of yourself. So engage in activities outside of work that you enjoy. Remember, we talked about you having your people, having your circle of support. Some of the things that you may be interested in to help you relax and exercise, meditation, spending time with those loved ones can really help to boost your resilience. There is a true connection there. Another thing is do your research. Understand what your company's policies are on this kind of activity. Bullying should be mentioned somewhere, harassment within your policy. So really look at that, know the information, know your rights. That knowledge is power. That will help you to be able to move and know what to do and how to operate. Make sure you're in a place where you can talk to someone that you trust, whether that someone is inside of your organization or external, to get some guidance to really know what your move should be, because there are some particular things that are specific to your organization or your circumstance that you want to address. So make sure you're hearing and taking this information, taking advice and insight that you may be getting from others, but be very clear about how it can apply to you in your particular situation. Now, something that we didn't talk about before in depth, but I think we should talk about it a little bit now, is what if the bully is your supervisor? What if the bully is your boss? Consider discussing the issue with your manager, with your supervisor, with your boss, whoever your direct report is, to have that conversation. So if your boss is the bully, you might need to speak to HR about that and share that information or another trusted person. And of course, we did talk about some situations are not convenient for that kind of action because your HR department or HR personnel may be messy. They may be, you know, not in a place where they're keeping information confidential, and you may have concerns that if you share your issue with HR, that may be taken back to someone else. So do keep that in mind as well, that you want to make sure that you have a trusted source, that you're sharing that information with trusted authorities. The other caveat here is that when you seek support, and you may be reaching out to colleagues or friends or professionals, counselors, things of that nature, that's another, I think, huge piece where you want to make sure that you're listening to your gut, trusting your gut, and seeking guidance there. If you are a person of faith, that you are praying about who you should be talking to about these situations, because once again, there are messy people. There are people who will not keep your information confidential. So you want to get trusted sources that you can talk to about this, that will protect you, that will be able to offer that emotional support and practical advice. The other recommendation is to keep it professional, stay professional. Make sure that you're maintaining your professionalism at all times, responding to the bully calmly and rationally, specifically if they, and especially if they are your boss, without stooping to their level. Now that, I'm going to pause there because I believe that is something that requires you to be in a good place. And sometimes the bullying can put you in a place where you don't feel like you have the patience or the power to operate in a place of professionalism. And that is huge. And so it's so important for you to have those supports outside of work, inside of work if you can find safe spaces, but definitely outside of work, because if you can channel that negative energy, that, you know, be able to move it outside of your workplace so that you're dealing with it. You're not stuffing it. You're not pretending it doesn't exist, but you actually get to talk through those things, deal with it. then it helps you to be in a better place when you're in your professional setting, so that you're not dealing with all of the emotions and it's not spilling over into this situation, which would be the emotional response, the natural emotional response that you would probably have. So deal with that emotional baggage that you have outside of work, so that when you are dealing with this bully who's not going to be logical, that's going to be testing you, that's going to be trying to push all of your buttons, that you're operating in a place of enlightenment. You see them, they don't really know you, they're still trying to figure out how they can use you, but you see them and you know who they are and what they're trying to do, so you can operate in a more elevated space, especially when it comes to your emotions. So don't stoop to their level, stay professional. The next element is building alliances. So remember in that last episode, or two episodes ago, I guess, we talked about the strategy of a bully and that they are typically trying to build alliances for their negative narrative about you. They want to get people to start looking at you in a different way. And so you can also be proactive in building your alliance, cultivating positive relationships with other colleagues. That doesn't mean that you're using their tactics to then talk negatively about them, but it's building your support, your alliances, building strong relationships, healthy relationships with your colleagues and anybody else that, you know, would be in your network, whether that's inside of your organization or externally. When you have that supportive network, you can provide it actually helps to provide a buffer against that bully. So keep that in mind. And I just said that bully, and it made me think about the fact that sometimes we're battling more than one at the same time, and they may be aligned. Those bullies may be aligned and they may not be. You may have a bully in this department and another bully in this department, a bully at this level and a bully at that level, but it all applies. Everything that I'm saying applies to that situation as well. They may be multiplicative, but you keep your head straight. Keep your heart in the right place so that you don't end up becoming a bully. And Dr. Livers talked a little bit about that in episode 3. So check that out if you hadn't. The next recommendation is to consider formal action. Now, this is tricky, sticky, whatever you want to call it. But if the situation doesn't improve, you may need to take formal action. What does that look like? That means you may file that complaint with your HR department, or you may decide to seek legal advice. Of course, we shared that one of those pathways is to leave. You may just decide, I don't want to have to file a formal complaint. I don't want to go there, but I do want to protect my peace and I do have other options, so I'm going to leave. But if you are in the very difficult place of realizing that you don't have an option to leave, you don't want to leave, you love your job, you love what you do, and you don't want to be forced out, you do have these options of seeking formal action. And that is a very daunting topic for some people who are very much not fighters, if you will, or, you know, you want to just keep the peace. You don't want to have to be, you don't want to be the person, the squeaky wheel, right? But this is about protecting your career. This is about protecting your reputation. So look at it from that lens. And if you need some support and you need somebody to help walk you through that process, get that support. Because sometimes where you think you will have that support, you may not have it. We talked about how sometimes the HR department is not going to take that seriously, or they may actually be in alignment with whoever it is that you're reporting. And that makes it even more difficult. But the documentation is the documentation. So remember, no one deserves to be bullied. That includes you. And taking action to protect yourself is not only important for your well-being, but also for maintaining a healthy work environment. So this helps to call out bad practices. It helps to make it clear, because guess what? That bully is not just coming for you. They're going to be coming for other people too. And their practices, their behaviors are also going to snowball so that it becomes more of a culture than you know. And so the bullies begin to multiply. So for you to stand up for yourself, you're also standing up for others in your organization, and you're standing up for the culture, the future of your organization. You don't want to continue to work at a toxic, hostile place that continues to be that way, right? So this is the way that we build those alliances. And if you are dealing with a difficult situation, don't hesitate to reach out for help in whatever way you need that help. Just remember to be very deliberate about who you're seeking for help. Dealing with a bullying supervisor can be particularly challenging due to the power dynamics involved, of course, right? How do you call out the bad practices of the person that you're reporting to? So here are some strategies that might help with that. First of all, be mentally prepared. So anticipate potential bullying behavior and have an action plan ready. Here's an example. So I noticed when I was dealing with a particular bully that they did not like to be called out in public in a meeting. And what I mean by that is when I say called out, I'm not even talking about addressing their bullying behavior. But if they share something that's erroneous, like just it is not even true, it's not factual. And that's your supervisor. That was my supervisor speaking out loud, saying something that's not true. In that team meeting, that was not my place to call out that what was spoken was not true. That will cause you to become the target of bullying in real time and in perpetuity in some cases, right? What you want to do is to be in a place where you begin to understand the bully, how the bully's practices, their how they operate, witness how they engage with other people. And you, when you see them bullying someone else and you realize what triggered it, then you're like, okay, I'm not going to do that because I see this is where this person has an insecurity. And that's usually what it's tied to. The bullying is tied to insecurities. This person is insecure. They're not a leader that's able to be challenged publicly or privately in front of other people. So this is something that you keep in mind so that when you move forward, you say, if this is something I need to address, I need to address it one-on-one. This can't be something that I address in a group. So keep those things in mind. That's just a little example from my personal experience, but develop that mental resilience and avoid negative thinking in response to criticism. So stay in that elevated place of thinking that we were talking about that only comes if you do the things that we shared earlier in this episode, which is really taking care of you, making sure you're in a good place. You have support, you have those outlets to really decompress and deal with these things, talk through these things in a healthy environment. Be proactive. Learn to recognize the cues that indicate that your boss might start bullying. That's what we just talked about. Know the cues. Start to study them. Know what's going on. And of course, once again, I'm telling you this for the people who are saying, I have to stay. I can't go. Approach each situation with a positive attitude. Display confidence. Always be prepared. So make sure that you practice your responses to your boss's behavior. Anticipate. This is how they're probably going to respond. So this is how I need to respond to that in order to not, you know, agitate their bullying behavior. Make sure that you have some statements in your back pocket to address the behavior without being confrontational. So something like, just off the top of my head, things that you can say like, that's a good point. Let me think about it. Or encouragement for them is huge, even if it's not warranted. Like that's a great point. Let me think about that. You see how that helps to get them in a place where you're acknowledging that they made a point and you're saying that's a great point. Now it may not be a great point to move things forward, but it may be a great point to address. Find ways to give them encouragement that helps. Always take the high road. Maintain professionalism at all times. Don't engage in arguments or let your emotions get the better of you. So the big thing is fight back. If necessary, you will need to follow proper procedures for registering these complaints with HR or higher level superiors, because at some point you may reach a crossroad where it becomes intolerable, insufferable, and you're like, I can't do this anymore. That's why it's important to follow those steps, regardless of if you think that's the road you're going to take or not. Document, stay professional, make sure you have your ducks in a row so that you're not in a place where you're trying to get all of that together after the fact. Just keep the documentation where it needs to be. And there's safety in numbers. So that's why it's important to build that alliance to get people to understand what you're witnessing, what you're experiencing. And sometimes you don't even have to look too far. When bullying is the culture and the leader of an organization or your supervisor is that person, sometimes it's hard for them to turn it off. So other people will see that publicly. So if you ask someone to kind of be your advocate in that situation, you may have to show them or ask them how you want them to be an advocate, how you want them to show up for you. Hey, I'm planning on filing this complaint with HR. I would advise you file it first and then go to them and say, hey, I filed a complaint with HR. If this is someone who's going to be an advocate for you, you know, do you mind writing down what you witnessed? So then you have that as documentation too, and you can add that to the file. I would first file and then share the information, add that to your file. Why? Because you don't want to go around saying you're going to do something before you do it. Go ahead and do it so that it's documented, it's recorded. Be persistent. Change may not happen overnight, so be prepared for the long-term strategy. Remember, I'm talking to the people who said, I can't leave, okay? Continue to document, report incidents, get the support and empathy that you need from others, trusted colleagues, mentors and professionals, counselors who can provide emotional support and guidance. And then, of all things, talking to your boss. If you feel safe doing so, try to have a conversation with your boss, like explain the behaviors that you've witnessed, how it's affecting your performance, suggest how you could, what changes would benefit both of you, and make sure it's not in a confrontational way. So protect your well-being, know when to seek external help if the situation does not improve. You may very well know if your boss is not going to be willing to have a conversation with you about this behavior. So keep that in mind too. No job is worth sacrificing your mental and physical health over, period. It's just not worth it. So if you're in a situation where the bullying is affecting your well-being, it may also be worth considering looking for a new position, even if it feels like it's something that you can't do, like you don't see another way. And that's the only job that you desire. That's the only job you've been in. You built yourself up into this position. What does it even matter if you're no longer here or if you're no longer functional because you're so abused and treated with such disrespect that you can't, you're no longer who you used to be? Is it worth losing yourself? Right? So keep that in mind. And I'm going to go ahead and close out the episode on that. And my prayer is that you will seek the guidance that you need, that you will be in a place where you get the support that you need, and that you will not allow this situation to control you, who you are, and the value that you have. Remember that you have value, right? So get the support that you need in order to be here. Like, we need you. We need you to be healthy. We need you to be well. So thank you again for listening, and look forward to connecting with you on our next episode of Bullies, Wimps, and Poverty Pimps. In the meantime, be bold, be courageous, and be unpimped.